Thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. We meet up once again with our resident Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. Be sure to stay tuned. We're going to speak about Tiberius. I know that your students are studying Tiberius, aren't they?
Well, we always read about Tiberius.
What makes him so special?
Well, I mean, he's a gigantic figure here in Roman history. 14 to 37, so 23 years.
23 years. But he was crazy, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. No, Tiberius wasn't crazy.
Didn't he have a house in Capri?
Okay, at the end of his life, he kind of went off a little deeply.
How'd you say it? How do you say that in Latin?
Aliquantulum delirabat, or insaniebat.
Insane.
He was acting a little strange. But this is way at the end. You know what I always tell the Catholics? When Jesus in the Gospel says, give to God the things that are God, to Caesar the things that are Caesar. No matter how we look at it, Jesus is talking about Tiberius, who is half out of his mind on the island of Capri, or Capri. Now, when he said, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, in fact, there was only one Caesar in the world who happened to be Tiberius. The last 9 years of his life, he was kind of off his head, which would work into those last 9 years of Jesus' life. Which is kind of sobering, but a lot of people don't realize this. And so when he says, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, Jesus is talking about this nutty emperor.
So can we talk about the better Tiberius?
No, the fact is, one of the greatest general that the Romans ever had, and he ran the empire. His problem was he was tough, a hard man.
A bloody tyrant.
No, he was not a bloody tyrant. He's a hard man.
So how do you say bloody tyrant?
Okay. Tyrannus cruentus. But the fact is, he was very just, but he was very, 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 very hard man.
He was like a dead-end emperor.
What do you mean dead-end? He wasn't a dead-end emperor. And the fact is, he did all kinds of things around the empire and that was another thing that a lot of people didn't like about him, is that he appointed a lot of his slaves as secretaries in the government. You'd say a secretary of defense or secretary of the treasury and so forth and so on. This is part of this organization that Tiberius brought in. And people never liked it. And he trusted these people and gave them...
Because slaves, you told me once, were sometimes very educated people who came from Greece,
absolutely.
For example.
And some of his people were first class.
So he realized this.
And so what you'd call the administration or the structure of the Roman government was put in place by Tiberius. And as I say, people didn't like it because they wanted senator here and senator, you know, there, having these positions of responsibility. But Tiberius came along and put certain slaves in these positions of responsibility. They did a nice job.
So how did the senators react to this?
Complained all the time. What could they say?
So
have
great.
Their heads cut off?
What?
Have their heads cut off?
He didn't do that.
Well, he was
a bloody tyrant, then I was right.
No, relax. At the end, he was a little kind of nasty. But it's interesting, for example, there isn't one building in all of Rome with his name on it. He refused to have his name put on the works that he was doing. So the fact is, he was a kind of a simple and austere man.
So the senators were moaning about Tiberius. It was a little bit like sour grapes. How do you say sour grapes in Latin?
Well, uva amara.
But it didn't mean anything to them.
No, but it meant something to Aesopus. I mean, in those famous stories about the animals there and the fox who's jumping up to get the sour grapes. The Romans knew about sour grapes. They did.
Aesop's tales.
Oh yeah, we have Phaedrus. We have the same story in Latin. And so the wolf goes away and says, "Bah, bah, bah! They're just sour anyway."
So he was a.
He was a good man. He was an administrator and a general and everything else. And Claudius, he followed there and he confirmed this stuff about having the slaves the administrators of the government. And so Claudius picked up on this thing. But, I mean, Tiberius was not a bad man.
They say here, hard and secretive by nature.
Okay, hard is the word. Yeah, the fact is they said he had massive hands. And he'd just take someone's face and crush their heads.
Say that for me in Latin.
Manu sua ili debat nesho hominum capitam. He used to crush the heads of people with his hands. He was so strong.
And there was no plastic surgery in those days.
No plastic surgery.
How do you say plastic
surgery? No, I haven't seen.
There's no plastic in those days.
Chirurgia, plastic. Of course, plasticos is Greek. Goes back to 1000 BC, plasticos, which means formative.
So how would you say that in Latin?
What you can say, you're going to say chirurgia, plastica. But the fact is, Tiberius is not a bad man. I don't care what Hollywood says.
How do you say, I don't care what Hollywood says?
Mea quidicat Rusi Silva non interest.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover, his Carmelite father, Reginald Foster, and he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.